So now, without further ado, LA Theater Works tonight from 9 to 10 p.m. You probably just heard the promo for Kinder Transport starring Jane Kaczmarek. Tune in to KPFK for that tonight if you can. Jane is also one of the stars for the upcoming live recording at the UCLA James Bridges Theater next week on Thursday, April 27th through Sunday, April 30th. It's Act One by James Lapine. It's based on the great Moss Hart, one of the great playwrights and part of the team of Kaufman and Hart, who wrote some of the perennial favorites in the American theatrical canon. This is going to be a wonderful event, and Jane stars in it along with a wonderful cast, one of whom I have on the phone, Mark Jude Sullivan. Welcome.
Hi, how are you, Donna?
I'm good. And this was an autobiography, Act One. I read many, many years ago, probably when I was too young to fully appreciate it. But I remember back in my theatrical days, I was in that perennial favorite, You Can't Take It With You.
Can't Take It With You.
Yeah. When I was young enough to play Alice, A Vision in Blue. But boy, what a tremendous playwright he was. And you play the young Moss Hart, though, right?
I do, yeah, which is going to be a really exciting, fun opportunity. You know, you were saying he's kind of one of the luminaries of American theater. And, you know, I guess he won the Pulitzer for You Can't Take It With You.
Mm-hmm. With George S. Kaufman.
That's right. And mm-hmm. I'm multiple Tonys. He was a director. He was the screenwriter as well. He, you know, it's really interesting. It's one of these kind of reinvention stories. You know, he talked about in the biography and elsewhere about being the son of Jewish immigrants in somewhat dire financial situation when he was growing up in New York. And as a young man, reinvented himself as a person of the theater. And I think saw the arts and theater especially as an opportunity to make his name and reestablish who he was. And this play kind of traces that him as a bit of a young upstart finding his way. And it's just a really well-written play. It's James Lapine, as you said, who, you know, also won a Pulitzer for Sunday in the Park back in 1985. Mm. So it's a really wonderful playwright writing about another really incredible playwright. So it's a nice pairing.
And you probably, as the young Moss Hart, have some insight into sort of, as you said, where he came from, what mm-hmm. sort of shaped him in those later years. He was married, I don't know how many people remember this, or if you're as old as I am, you do remember, those great game shows, I've Got a Secret, To Tell the Truth, and he was married to Kitty Carlisle. And for those of you who remember that, she was a fixture on, I think it was To Tell the Truth, if I'm not mistaken. But it's just so interesting, his life, and I think there's a character that Jane Kaczmarek plays, which is very prominent, and that's his Aunt Kate, and how she shaped things.
Mm-hmm. And she was a really colorful character, and I think it's going to be a really fun role for Jane to tackle. It's kind of a little bit of an oddball, and one that, as you said, did influence him. And you know, he wrote intimately about her and her influence on him. He also, in that autobiography, also somewhat fictionalized it and kind of showed her spiritedness kind of filtering into his writing. Mm-hmm. And you see that in characters in later works like You Can't Take It With You. There are some really wonderful comedic characters, but there's also a lot of heart underneath, no pun intended.
Right.
But there's a real earnestness, but also kind of a biting sense of humor to all of it. And, you know, coming from kind of impoverished circumstances, but still having a really earnest and idealistic view as to how one can reinvent themselves through the magic of art. I think that reads pretty loud and clear through a lot of his writing, at least the writing that I've read.
Well, now, is this your, have you performed with LA Theater Works before?
I have, yeah. So this will be my, fourth or fifth.
Wow.
Coming up. Yeah, it's so much fun. It's a really, really wonderful opportunity. We've got a live audience, and your listeners are, of course, more than welcome to join us. And we do five performances, I believe, and they kind of put them together to create a recording that is then available for radio. And I know you're...
And we carry them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great experience. It's both the magic of live theater, but also kind of the kind of wonderful mix of that and old-time radio dramas.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a Foley artist who's making all of kind of like the ambient world in which the play exists come to life, and some really terrific actors. We just did Amadeus last year. That was
mm-hmm.
the last one I did.
Terrific.
And we had Michael Emerson as Salieri, mm-hmm. and he's just an incredible performer. And, you know, it's getting an opportunity to work with this caliber of actor is really an exciting thing. You know,
well,
you get to see Jane Tesmerick and Michael Emerson and other people that you've seen in movies and on Broadway being able to bring to life a radio performance because it's a 1 week rehearsal schedule and we get it up pretty quickly. So luckily that means we can get some really great names to jump in and offer their time between other projects.
Well,
so it's a really great thing.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's recorded over about five performances. They edit them, the best of the best, to end up on our airwaves here at KPFK. Again, it's Thursday, April 27th through Sunday the 30th, and our listeners can go to latw.org for tickets. It's at the James Bridges Theater right there on the UCLA campus in Melnitz Hall. It's a beautiful theater. And these are full out. This is not people sitting around in chairs with, you know, you have a script in hand, but believe me, it's a production. So I love them, and I will certainly be there this weekend to see it. So we'll say hello. And again, my guest is Mark Jude Sullivan, who is in Act One, based on the great Moss Hart's autobiography. And really, not just you can't take it with you, but The Man Who Came to Dinner, Once in a Lifetime. Mm-hmm. If you're a student of theater, boy, you owe it to yourself to get to this. So I want to
film. He did A Star Is Born,
yep.
which was the reemergence of Judy Garland
yep.
back into the public eye, and you know, just some really incredible writing all over the place.
Absolutely. I want to thank you. I'm sorry we don't have more time, although I did want to mention that back in the day, I think you had a stint on one of my guilty pleasures, As the World Turns.
Oh, man, you're playing dirty tricks right at the end of the interview. Yeah, that was one of my starting roles, and it was a really fun one. I got to play a character named Reg Addington. Who died of mysterious circumstances, but I don't think the series ever fully resolved.
Right.
So if there are viewers out there, you know, but let's get to the bottom of the message.
You didn't have time to come back as an evil twin, apparently, but
right, yeah.
Anyway, well, I so look forward to saying hello, and we'll see you in Act One at LA Theater Works.
Thank you, Bennett.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Sure thing. Bye-bye. And again, my thanks to Mark Jude Sullivan. He's in Act One over at LA Theater Works. That opens next Thursday and runs through Sunday, April 30th. And now